I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, USS Oscar Austin completes patrol and DOD leaders discuss objectives. The Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Oscar Austin, DDG-79, returned to Naval Station Rota, Spain recently with a unit combat action ribbon following completion of her first patrol in U.S. 6th Fleet and 5th Fleet area of operations. Oscar Austin departed for patrol last December, during which she sailed over 37,900 nautical miles supporting U.S. national security interests in Europe and Africa. Petty Officer Caleb Foote reads a quote from Commander David Nicholas, the ship's commanding officer.
I'm honored to have assumed command of Oscar Austin during her first patrol as a forward-deployed warship. Having served previously as the ship's executive officer, I feel immense pride when witnessing the growth and development of the crew in their preparation for the completion of Patrol 1.
The Department of Defense recently held a hearing discussing objectives in Africa and the Middle East before the House Armed Services Committee. Catherine Thompson, who was performing the duties of the Assistant Defense Secretary, highlighted several objectives, including preventing credible terrorist threats to the U.S. and preventing Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. Also in discussion was Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's recent authorization of a terminal high altitude area defense missile battery and a U.S. military crew to Israel. The hearing participants concluded that the U.S. seeks to enhance security through alliances, exercises, training events, security cooperation, and its foreign military sales program. To read more about the USS Oscar Austin, visit Navy.mil. And to read more about the DoD hearing, visit defense.gov. That's your AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.